You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. It is Friday, just about 9 o'clock. My name is Brian McDonald, and you're listening to Scald's Hall. And I just want to give a very hearty thank you for everybody who supported us during this previous week's fund drive. We began on Thursday night, back the last week of February, February 26th, and we ended just yesterday, sort of. And we have an interim total of $31,559 listed. However, it's not all over yet. Tonight, we are having the Fund Drive After Party, which is going on, I believe, right now. It's supposed to have started at 8. And we have lots of bands playing. And we have the silent auction, which will also add to our Fund Drive total. And so hopefully that will go up a little bit. Typically, we add a few thousand dollars to that during the silent auction. So that should bring us pretty close to our goal of raising $40,000. That's going to go towards creating an online version of the Discorder magazine, which brings lots of wonderful news about different acts and different musical acts that are coming up, musical events that are coming up in the local area. It also brings a listing of all the shows that we have here at CITR 101.9 FM. And it also will allow us to digitize a lot of the archives that we have. CITR 101.9 FM has, well, CITR at least, has been broadcasting for many decades. This is, I believe, our 77th year, seeing as our 75th anniversary was just a couple of years ago. And we have lots of stuff in reel-to-reel form, in cassette tape form, and hopefully this fund drive is going to mean that we're going to be able to digitize that into a publicly accessible library for everybody to enjoy. And doesn't that sound wonderful? Tonight's show for Scald's Hall will be the finale to the Dry Smoke and Whispers production of Allies of the Overseer. We're going to be getting to that in just a moment here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin', on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
Be intrigued and inspired by years of research and groundbreaking ideas in a matter of minutes. Attend a 3-minute thesis event on March 10th or 12th, featuring powerful research presentations from UBC graduate students in 3 minutes or less. Attendance is free this March 10th and 12th. Check out the website 3mt.grad.ubc.ca for event times and location.
I'm Emile Song, special detective. An often unsanctioned warrior for justice in the ever more corrupt capital of a galactic civilization. I'm an outcast, a telepath, my only edge as I battle for truth through spiderweb veils of dry smoke and whispers.
Previously in Allies, Song and Henshed reach Kaon Budana to rescue Mayana and Anmar, who bear evidence the Quintocracy has enslaved 2 planets to market the new power source, Solarium. The mystic allies of the Overseers aid them in their quest. But then, a catastrophic accident destroys the Solarium mine. Kirik Elian returns, waging necromantic war on all who oppose him. Now, in part three, he and Mr. Grent, secret patron of the Suns, using the destruction of the mine as justification, declare martial law and move to annihilate the allies of the Overseer.
Waste of artillery and manpower to surround these fawning monks.
These fawning monks have fangs. Rule one, General Farnum, never underestimate your opponents.
My Anna, Anmar, did you bomb the solarium mine?
It was only a small condenser bomb in a deserted part of the mine. How did this happen?
Why violence now? Faith knows, I understand your despair in the face of all that has occurred, but why didn't you stay with the allies?
Taesong, 500 villagers were slaughtered in Anquanaut. 500, not 34, by quintocratic forces.
Mother of the faith, I'm sorry, Anmar, I didn't know. Nothing true gets out past Grent's propaganda machine.
After Anmar and myself were tried, convicted, and left open to execution for a crime against humanity I would never dream of committing, I didn't feel I had much to lose.
Wait, a condenser bomb? That would have imploded. Mayana, Anmar, did your bomb contain rhenium?
Absolutely not. Rhenium doesn't exist on Khaer Budan. Everyone knows that when you mix solarium with rhenium,
you get a fusion cascade, unless the two are introduced under very controlled conditions. Forgive me, both of you, for doubting you. This catastrophe was not caused by you. Someone introduced rhenium into the mines. Faith, something's wrong back at the sled.
She's been knocked out by a sleeping drug. With a K-Ambudan dart gun.
And the professor's gone. Kidnapped. Who could have found us here? I've got to find him. Yeah, he's been through enough.
Taesong, you are called. Our enemies approach.
Doman, Professor Henshard has been abducted.
I am sorry, Taesong, but if you don't come now, there will be nothing here upon your return.
Time to awake, Professor. I apologize in advance for resorting to these crude methods. But the destiny of two planets depends on the information you may have.
You know, I had a strange feeling something like this might happen. I warn you, I'm not the person I was.
As long as you cooperate, there will be no unpleasantness.
The Suns. What have they done with the Transport Magnifica? I know you've been near it. I see its signature upon you.
Transport Magnifica? Oh, you must mean the conjunction. I'll say nothing more until you release me from this device. Now!
My, fiery in our old age, aren't we? But you're hardly in a position to be dictating terms.
I have had enough of this!
Oh, there!
Never again will I be at the mercy of any fool's technology! Shayanai!
This deranged Kirik is a threat to us all. He must be neutralized. Blademaster, I need your assistance.
It is you I truly serve, Vice-Chancellor Grint. You saw what he did to me, your oldest ally.
Once the allies are dealt with, Kirik Ilian must be overcome by the enemy.
Mr. Grint, evidence of those you seek in a burned-out info pod on the outskirts of the capital.
Mayana and Anmar? My God, Song, these are preposterous lies.
Well, this isn't right. This isn't right. I can't get an ID fix. It's being jammed.
Someone is trying to induce a containment spell. There is a spy here in the Hall of the Suns. Nyracht! I will find the intruder.
We have the ID and the location. Professor Durick Henshard, partner of Emil Song.
He is underground. Someone else has an installation here.
You must return the power at once. We will be found by the spies of the Quintocracy, but by Grant and the Suns.
Give me your word. We will speak as equals. If you do not, I will burn out every scrap of equipment throughout your entire complex.
I give my word. Return the power.
Musaidua! For once, Mercury Diedwick, you must give as well as take. Song has told me of your situation. Help us wrest this planet from the control of the suns, and you may lift the curse.
It will not, for it will not be a selfless deed. I love this planet as if I were born here. But so be it. I will do everything now in my power to turn the tide against those who betrayed everyone.
Crisis points in every direction. Under the war room, in the Hall of the Assigned, an event I would have given my own life to prevent was fated to occur.
Only one more corridor. I may yet escape.
And so, we have our spy of the Allies at last. A child. A mere child, they send. You are the one Emil Song freed from Quimet. His foster son. I know of you. Oh, I have a special fate for you. What was wrongfully taken from me, you will replace. Oh, this will be a sweet revenge.
We'll return to Dry Smoke and Whispers Helodio Theater in a moment. We now return to Dry Smoke and Whispers Helodio Theater.
I know whose installation this is. It's our turncoat ally, Mercury Diedwick.
I've lost them! Whatever was shielding them shields them again.
You have the location.
But we don't know how extensive the installation is.
It does not matter. This little green upstart has plagued me for long enough.
In the Taban of the Enlightened, the Daman prepared me for battle with Kirik Ilion. I had no hope that I could possibly match his power. But the Daman had made excellent use of opportunity.
You have Anton here. I can feel him.
Yes. The two of you must become one entity. Clear your mind, Emil Song. One last reunion of dear old friends.
Anton, I'm so sorry that I couldn't...
Song, my comrade in Academy Infamy. This was meant to be. In this form, I will defeat our enemy. We will defeat our enemy. Let us join the battle.
We materialized before a line of tanks and anti-gravity sleds that stretched as far as the eye could see, just outside the gateway to the Taban Zaren. And facing them, floating 30 feet above them, levitated a line of seven allies, arms outstretched, as if inviting the forces of the suns to shoot them from the sky.
What are the allies doing, Doman?
They perform the ritual of sacrifice. They freely give their lives for the path, for all to witness. Much of the war party you see before you are conscripted from the capital. They will understand this gesture.
Soldiers of Kayambudana, why come you here with weapons of destruction before the gates of the Taban of Enlightenment? Open your hearts and behold the lies of those who have enslaved us all.
This is how the famed mystic warriors give battle? General, blast these moribund martyrs out of the desert sky.
Lord Chancellor, that would not be wise. You do not understand our ways.
Am I surrounded by an army? Or a herd of whimpering Hagamalas? Battalion of the Fang, target and destroy these floating fools!
Kayambudan brothers, this is wrong. We fight on the side of evil. Those who give their lives above could not possibly have killed our families.
What is happening? Why are the Kayambudans breaking rank?
It is as I feared. The ritual of sacrifice is sacred. Any Kayambudan who fires on these allies will be condemned to damnation eternal.
I have no such prohibitions.
Quintocratic forces, obey me now. Open fire!
Overseers, we give ourselves and come to thee.
Battle had been joined, but not as Kirik had expected. The martyred allies had disappeared up into the heavens in spiraling columns of amber light. Instantly, the conscripted Kayambudans turned on the Quintocratic forces. Eric's own army was now fighting itself.
Loyalists of the Quintocracy! Target the Taban! No!
Now is your time, Song and Anton. Rid the galaxy of this inheritor!
True essence of life. Overseers! Where?
Kayambudans, you fight in vain! It is meaningless to deny the brutality of life! Futile to plant gardens of instruction! I, the God of Chaos, we'll prove this to you! Karuru!
The gardens were gone. They were fields of fire. The towers of the Taban lay in ruin. As the Shadow Man did once before, Anton slowed down time as I launched myself at Keurig and threw him from his command post on the sled.
No overseers when there are none to oppose you. Only then, blasphemer, can you claim to be a god.
You are not alone. You bring the runeslayered spirit of your addiction, damned friend.
Afraid of an even playing field? Damai!
You think you can defeat me with pain? It is my being, my reason for existence.
We locked arms, both of us reaching for the other's throat. Up into the sky we spiraled in an energy field of green fire, pitting pure will against pure will, yin and yang, order and chaos, good and evil.
You are strong, the two of you, but too young. You need the anger of the centuries of pain to have any chance in this trial. Maruk!
I was propelled away from Kirik's form, and suddenly, both Anton's power and mine was gone. 50 feet we were above the ground, and down we fell.
So you see, in a moment, I will be 2 steps closer to godhood. The Shadow Man was right about one thing. When a Kaombudan broadsword goes through you, it's personal. Obstructors of the way, goodbye.
We'll return to Dry Smoke and Whispers Helodio Theater in a moment. We now return to Dry Smoke and Whispers Helodio Theater.
This body cannot die. Not now.
And Keurig dematerialized. But I had not dealt Keurig the defeating blow. He had been struck from behind by a man I had seen only once before. And once again, he held one of the enchanted Nalpurian blades, now covered with Keurig's blood.
Master Song, we meet again. No, I am not going to kill you. I wait for a sweeter time. You will be pleased to know that out there, in real time, you and the allies have won Kaombudan. But I and the sons are not done with you.
And Odrathius too departed, for at the same moment, assured that I was no longer in danger, I felt Anton separate from my mind.
Goodbye, my old friend. May we meet someday at the crossroads of eternity.
In the war room of the Assigned, a stunned Mr. Grant begins to realize that the Suns have been dealt a massive setback.
Vice Chancellor, the rear guard is gone! Wiped out! The dome tombs turned out to be the tops of the Reaper's giant fighting machines. They came up out of the ground, armed with heat rays. Hundreds of them.
Vice Chancellor, 500 of the Suns are here in the hall. We must evacuate.
No. No, I will not run. We must find a way to counter-attack.
Vice Chancellor Grint, stand by me. I will remove us from this place. Bomb, Calamir.
So much for the hall of the assigned. Like a child over an ant pile, I use this working machine of death and your own solarium fire to send you straight to the lakes of eternal torment. I am Kivya, goddess of death. You die in revenge of Jakari. You die for the redemption of Najalpur.
This war was over. Under the jagged shadows of the ruined Taban, five survivors would be briefly reunited. The Daman and myself, the Professor, Anmar, and one unexpected and joyous return on a field of loss.
The Quintocratic forces are contained. All allies now turn to rescuing and healing all that can be saved.
I can help you there.
I miss my brother, though I am almost glad he was spared seeing all this.
Kandar was a strong soul. He'd deal. Daman, in the midst of this desolation, I think it's time to balance the scales a little.
Indeed.
Anmar! Anmar!
Kandar! My brother! Oh, how is this? I thought you were gone. I thought you were gone.
Song, I examined him myself. He was dead.
Well, when the Shadow Man left, even as he bemoaned Kandar's death, he passed me an ampule of antidote. Mixed with a drug, made his death believable.
I thought the Mode almost smiled when I told him about Kandar. Oh, the Mode, where is he?
I am sorry, Professor. The Mode was in the Hall of the Suns when it was destroyed by Tristina Kolivar.
What was the Mode doing at the hall? Oh, Olan. Olan isn't here. Oh.
The Mode tried to rescue him. Olan had infiltrated the Hall of the Suns, but he was discovered.
Oh, Trathius. Oh, my God. The blades! No! Daman, I know it is not our way, but I will have blood for this. I will not rest till I find this man. I will release the one he has enslaved and the enslaver. So ended the battle for Kayan Budana. There is no glory in war, and those who say so lie. There are only broken bodies, damaged spirits, and ghosts. The ghosts of those that stain the land with blood. There would never again be a garden here. Almost 1 month later, amazing progress had been made in restoring the capital, and the professor and I accepted the invitation of an unexpected host before returning home to Koymet.
Before we start this vintage bottle of blue fog, courtesy of the professor, I gather he lost a wager to you, Song, at the beginning of this adventure. Yeah. Gentlemen, a toast. To the rebuilding and healing of Innonica. And in memory of those who gave their lives for its freedom.
Speaking of freedom, how did you get Grent to cede the secret governorship of Kaombudana to you?
Let's just say it's never wise to reveal too much to a co-conspirator. Oh, and you need not worry about the sons. At least for now. I've imposed a new status quo upon the power players of Quaymet.
It appears, then, that I owe you a chess piece. One more toast. And here's to lifting of Kirik's curse. Saving Kaombudana mattered more to you than your own life. To unexpected allies and bridges of understanding.
And don't push your luck. Professor, you never did tell me how you blacked out my installation.
And I'm not going to. My own little secret. Now that I'm playing in the big leagues.
Deedwick, I'm curious about one thing. Whatever possessed you to allow Tristina Kolivar to pilot one of your assault machines?
Name of the faith. When she was done with the Suns, Deedwick, weren't you afraid she'd come after you?
Professor, I've been a fool many times over. But I'm not a total fool. It's the single thing that Song and I have in common. Always have a remote control.
Join us next time for another edition of Dry Smoke and Whispers, Helodio Theater. Dry Smoke and Whispers, Helodio Theater is a production of Transdimensional Media, LLC, and is copyright 1980 and 2004. Featured in this episode were Greg Alexander, Christine Arnetta, Marco Moyun, Ira Cortum, Tony Lima, David Loftus, Sam A. Mowry, Eric Newsom, Chris Porter, Jan Powell, Mark Rose, Daria Ruggles, Holly Spencer, and Susan Zeitlin. Original audio play by Gerald McQuinn. Sound design by Zarin Loudley. Original music by Kryl Gauss. For a copy of this and other programs in the series, visit us online at drysmoke.com.
Approchez, approchez, mesdames et messieurs, car aujourd'hui, grande vente aux enchères. Dans quelques instants, mes deux jeunes apprentis saltimbanques vont vous présentationner des mots.
When I think about francophone and francophonie, I have a couple of words that come to mind. I'm thinking about pourriel or clavardage or courriel, which stand for email, junk mail, and chat. I'm originally from France, and I moved here about 10 years ago. And coming from France, we don't necessarily think of the francophone world or francophonie as an important fact. We were born into it, and it doesn't really affect us. If some other countries speak French, fine, but we don't really factor that in. But when I moved here to Canada, found out about all that pride and heritage that's linked to francophone or francophonie, and how it's also a matter of defending that heritage and how you come to create, how the French Canadians have come to create some new words in order to not let English words sneak into their language. So if it was somewhat hard to incorporate at first, I would tend to say email and like what I was taught. These words kind of symbolize for me now that I've managed to incorporate them. They really present that pride, that sense of defending something that's very cultural, and that's something that to be proud of and to maintain, which is really important for me now. My name is Julien Capraro, and I'm the marketing coordinator for Educa Center College, and we are a partner of Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, which will be held this year from March 6th to the 22nd, and you can find out more information on rvf.ca. Only when I hear some French people from France saying, oh, envoie-moi un email, it sounds now odd to me, and their accent is funny.
Sunday, March 8th is International Women's Day. Tune in to CITR between 12 and 8 p.m. for FemCom programming focused on female musicians, artists, women's issues, and more. For the full programming schedule, visit www.citr.ca.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald. This is Skulls Hall, bringing you the very best in spoken word entertainment. And we just listened to the finale of Dry Smoke and Whispers, Allies of the Overseer. Coming up for the bottom half of the hour, we have episode 12 of Radio New Zealand's series, Resistance. We'll be playing that. And next week, we'll be getting the finale to that series. We only have a few more episodes to go from that, and we'll be listening to them next week. And so we'll be caught up this week. Just another very quick shout out. We raised $31,559 during our annual fund drive this year, which is great. It's a little bit short of the $40,000 goal we had set. However, first of all, that wasn't a little bit more ambitious than the goal we set last year, based upon the fact we made somewhere around the neighborhood of $39,000 last year. Also, however, as we speak, I believe, or at least as I speak, I believe, the silent auction is going on for the rap party. And the proceeds from the silent auction will also be going towards our fund drive. But thank you very much for donating if you have. And if you have not but still want to, we accept donations year-round, although it's easy to forget that we do because, you know, we don't talk about it very much. You can still donate online at citr.ca. That'll be set up for at least another week. And you can call into the station at our normal number just about any time, and we do accept donations. And it'll be really cool because what's it going to go to? Well, I'll tell you. We are going to be digitizing our archives. We have decades and decades worth of old things like reel-to-reels and cassette tapes. And if you've ever handled those materials or know much about them, you know that they degrade over time. Even if you keep reel-to-reels in a safe place, they can degrade. And I believe I mentioned in my show last week that even materials that are kept very carefully can degrade over time. There are a number of films that were created between the 1890s and the 1920s that are no longer available to us because the ravages of time were particularly harsh to the sort of things they used to make film stock out of in the early days. So in order to avoid that, we're creating a digital archive of a lot of our stuff. It's going to be publicly accessible online. We're also creating a digital companion to the Discorder magazine so that you can get online access to all of the great and wonderful things that are happening, especially in the music industry in and around the Lower Mainland. Lots of good stuff there. So, as I said, coming up in just a moment, we're going to be having episode 12 of Resistance. And you're going to enjoy it, because I know that I do.
Grandma.
It's porridge. You love porridge.
There's a fine line between gruel and porridge, Greta.
Hey. Are you the newbies?
I guess we are, yeah.
I'm Kelsey. They're making me do your induction. The knobs are all busy prepping for the weekend.
Hey, Kelsey, when do they serve the bacon?
In your dreams. Now, your performances are rated from this morning.
What for?
Jeez, I have to tell you.
Spill, please.
Okay, So, your days are broken up into shifts, right? There's a supervisor at every shift, and they give you a performance ranking.
Like a reward system?
No. The opposite. Once a month at the ranking, the lowest average-ranked 100 workers are, disposed of.
Grandma, what does she mean? Are we going to get killed?
Oh, no, dear. Why would you tell us that in front of Sabie?
Damn it. I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought she had to know. So she works harder?
She's 11 years old. She shouldn't have to work at all. The rules, they count for everyone?
Everyone is equal in the mines. They never tell you your daily rankings either. It's always a surprise who loses at the ranking.
When's the next one then?
Tonight. It's tonight.
Welcome to State Radio News. International dignitaries from China and the US are reportedly enjoying their stay in New Zealand. This morning, they visited Shrek 16, the biological clone of New Zealand's most famous sheep.
Let's get something straight. We're not buddies. I need you here, that's all.
Okay, whatever.
And you better not slow me down, okay, kid? Or you're out of here.
I won't, I swear.
You swear to do everything I ask, when I ask it?
Okay. Where are we going?
Catch a ride. Come on, hurry up. We'll miss the train.
A ride is a train?
It'll take us part of the way. The easy part.
Well, do we buy tickets? Have you got some money?
Hey, come on, follow me.
Al, the ticket purchase units are back that way.
Kid, you know what happens when you swipe that machine? Your location is logged along with your ID. We will not be logging our location.
But they can track you anyway. Your Link X isn't untraceable.
Only if they think there's something worth tracking. Let's not give them anything, yeah?
Yeah. How are we going to get on the train?
Come on, we'll be leaving soon.
Get off the tracks, Alistair!
Come on, kid. Get down here. It's coming and we've got to do it before it gets up to speed, or splat.
I don't think I want to do it this way.
You said you'd do what I say. Come on, kid, here it comes.
Darn it. Fine.
Come on, kid. Run. Aim for the back rail. Grab hold and hang on. Scramble up fast. Yeah. Oh. Right. I'm on. Come on, faster, Rowan.
Help.
Give me your hand. Hey, was it so hard, was it?
My bruises are going to have bruising.
Quick, let's get inside before they spot us. Act natural, follow my lead.
It's dark down here.
Oh, turn on your headlamp, see?
Go.
Yeah, it's a labyrinth of tunnels. Your first shift is in the northwest tunnels. You see the signs up there? You follow them.
Hold my hand, Sabie.
Hey, Kelsey.
What?
There's a vent in our room. Is there one in every room?
There's ventilation shafts through every tunnel. Gotta have them. The gases can be dangerous. They're pretty deep down here.
I haven't seen any guys. Where are they?
Same level as us. Different section. We're not allowed contact. Oh, look. Here's the stuff from the last shift. Right, we'll start here. Come on, grab a pickaxe, everyone.
It's heavy. Can I have a smaller one?
No way. Oh, Sabie can. She's small enough to crawl under the narrow seams to chip away and fill a bucket. So you'll just have to manage best you can.
God's sake. This is like something out of Dickens.
Who?
The author. Charles Dickens.
Never heard of him. Hate books. Now, we're looking for any metal like this, see? It's a grey-blue look. Then you dump it into the sorter box. Pretty straightforward, really. Oh, look! Here's a bit. Now, you've got a box each for what you collect there, with your numbers on it. Well, hurry up. They'll be around for our performance rank in a minute.
Oh, are you right there, Greta?
Oh, it's too heavy. I can't lift it.
Here, look, I'll give you a hand.
No, officer coming! Get away from it, Jaina!
Oi, what you doing, girl?
I was just giving her a hand.
We don't help other workers. It skews your output ratings.
Sorry, officer, I didn't know. Come on, dude.
Quiet. You're the Miller girl, aren't you?
So what if I am?
Just remember, actions have consequences in the mines. See you at the rank.
Jaina, are you okay?
I'm fine, Sabi. Bloody bastard. I'm so sorry, Jaina. Greta, it's not your fault.
Jaina, knew who you were.
So?
They never know our names.
Yeah? Well, I guess I'm special.
What's this carriage for, Al? Storage?
Yeah. Freight.
What if someone comes in?
Then we leave the same way we came in. Better get comfortable, kid. It's gonna be a long ride.
Thanks, Al. For letting me come along.
Yeah, whatever, kid.
Hey, will you stop calling me that? My name's Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan. Jaina, eh? She your girlfriend, kid?
What? No.
Good. She can do better than you.
Hey!
Just pulling your leg, kid. But in your dreams, eh? Jaina.
Gotta help her out. It's my bloody fault she got taken.
Really?
She asked me to go back and get a piece of tech she needed to disable the Link X when we were leaving Aro. I didn't. I let her go, and they caught her.
I see.
I'm sorry, Al.
Ah, it's okay, kid. Can't blame yourself for that.
I've got to save her. And I've got to find somewhere new for me and Dad to live. I hope he's okay.
Here, Curtis. I boiled you an egg. Pile of salt on the side for you to dip it in. Is that still how you like it?
Listen, Anna. I don't want to be here. And I don't want your charity, okay?
This is my house, Curtis.
Just leave me be. Rowan will be back soon.
He's all grown up. I missed him so much. It wasn't easy for me either.
Shut up.
I never stopped thinking about you both, wondering how you were getting on, if he was happy.
He used to sit in his treehouse after you left. He'd be up there for days, watching the road, waiting for you, hoping you were coming back.
I'm sorry, Curtis. I know it must have been hard. But you did a good job. He's confident. He's almost grown up.
The boy raised himself. It was nothing to do with me.
You didn't leave him.
I thought about it. He deserved better than me. I'm not who I used to be, am I?
Neither am I. Since Lily died.
I don't want to talk about that.
It would have been her 12th birthday last week.
I said I don't want to talk about it. God damn it, you're still the same. Listen to what I'm saying.
Fine. Enjoy your egg.
Okay, guys, line up.
What's that thing everyone is walking through?
This is the ranking, Sabi. It'll
scan you up and tell you how great you did today, Sabi. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it won't. It'll kill me.
You'll be fine, Sabi.
Hey, you did really well today.
Step through the ranker.
Oh, it's my turn.
Ranking rating, 81%.
Oh, phew.
Next.
Go on through, Sabi. Kelsey's just on the other side.
Okay.
Ranking rating, 94%. Pass.
Yay!
Next.
You go, dear.
Thanks, Greta.
Ranking rating, 94%. Pass.
Ah, look. We must all have the same today. Come on, Greta.
Coming.
Ranking rating, 0%. Fail.
What? No. That can't be right. Officer, it's our first day. She worked hard all day.
The ranking machine is never wrong.
Oh, help! Jada! Kelsey! The gate won't open! Oh, save me! Save me!
All right, Rowan. On the count of three, we're going to jump here to the grass, okay?
We're going too fast. We'll be killed.
No, just curl up and roll. Okay, three, two, one. Go, Rowan!
I don't think I can.
You bloody pushed me. You said you'd do what I say. And that's what happens when you don't.
Where are we? Are we at the mines?
I hope you like walking. And mountains.
The door is shut for a reason, Curtis.
I heard you crying.
It's just seeing you. It's brought it all back. It's not how I expected today to go.
Me either.
We screwed up.
Yep. Pretty badly. Do you still blame me?
You want the truth?
Hit me with it.
I do. Yep. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I blame me a lot too.
I guess when I saw how bad things were on the outside, it's always been a comfort to me knowing that you and Rowan weren't linked. That you were safe in Aro.
You never called. You never answered my calls. I understood, but Rowan...
Curtis, I wanted to come back. But I was already linked.
Right.
I wanted out of me. I want the bloody thing out of me. Oh, I'm terrified of catching the virus.
Rowan and his friend, they're working on that, I think. I don't know. I mean, I've had nothing to do with the resistance for years now.
Curtis, I said I still blame you. But that's because I'm screwed up too. Listen, Lily died because of the Link X. Not because she didn't have it. Please. Please forgive me.
Come here, Anna.
You're okay, Sabi. Don't worry. I'll look after you from now on. I swear.
Why, Jaina? Why'd they kill Grandma?
I don't know, Sabi. I'm sorry.
Ah, Miss Miller. Pleasure to see you again. And Sabi, is it?
Walden?
Who is he, Jaina?
Quiet. What the hell are you doing here, Walden?
Oh, just seeing how the preparations for the weekend are coming along. I hear you had a bad ranking.
Screw you. Screw all you knobs.
I need you alive, Jaina Miller, so I've worked out an alternative to deducting ranking points for you. Poor Grandma, hey, Sabi? Give me the details of the untraceable Link X and I'll give you your ticket out of here.
Not a chance.
Very well. We can wait. But remember, your actions have consequences.
Thank you.
C'est une langue belle avec des mots super. Il porte son histoire à travers ses accents.
Hi, my name is Samantha Vasquez. I've been living in Canada for 7 years now. Since I moved here, I've realized the importance of living in a bilingual country and how important it is to speak both languages as well, how it opens the doors, and how important it would be if the whole population could be fluent in both languages. I had the opportunity to live in the East Coast as well, in Montreal, and I wish West Coast was the same way, that people could actually communicate in both languages.
Bonjour, mon nom est Marc Gourmeta. For me, French is obviously important because it is my first language, but having been here for over 15 years, I can definitely say I have very well adopted English as my main language. I think it's important to teach and learn French here on the West Coast because it's a language that defines our nation through history and its stories, as Roland Barthes and other great French thinkers would put it. Learning English allowed me to rediscover my own language and culture, and I'm quite convinced that the other way around would hold just as true for anyone on the West Coast. French and English debate have been quite political in the past, but newer and younger generations are ready to embrace the rich cultural diversity from one end of the country to the other.
Hi, my name is Michael Carstens, and I started learning French in high school, and since then it has become a passion. French is important to me because it's not only a beautiful language, but it's also one of the largest in the world. It's the language of love, and it's something that can also help you develop personally and professionally. We should learn French in the West Coast because it is, after all, the second official language of Canada, and French language and the culture should not only be available to the East Coast. Speaking French for me has allowed me to create some amazing relationships and feel included to a culture that is at times similar to us, yet so different.
Join us for the Rendezvous de la Francophonie, March 6th to 22nd. More information at rvf.ca.
That reminds me of something Charles V once said. Charles V of the Holy Roman Empire once said, "I speak Spanish to God, Italian to women, French to men, and German to my horse." Not sure what he was getting at, other than the fact that the Holy Roman Empire was smack dab in the middle of Europe and needed to communicate in many different languages. Yes, well, interestingly enough, I come from a bilingual part of Canada. I come from Nova Scotia, which is not famously bilingual, but we do have the remains of the Acadians there. And we do have a French language university, l'Université de Sainte-Anne. And once upon a time, I was fairly reasonable when it comes to French. I read Molière and Antoine de Saint-Exupéry in French, for what that's worth. Anyway, coming on to the end of the hour of 10 o'clock, just a very quick shout out and a thank you to everybody who donated to our CITR fund drive over the past week, and a thank you for all of you people out there who are currently bidding on items in the silent auction, if that's still going on. It's probably done by now. Coming up in just a moment or two, we're going to be having Canada Post Rock with John. And so that's going to be good. We're going to have lots of music. And coming up after that, we'll have The Medicine Show. And that's going to be good, too. So from all of us at CITR, have a happy weekend. And for those of you in the Vancouver public education system, this is the start of your reading week or reading weeks, your March break. Have a safe and happy break.
Be intrigued and inspired by years of research and groundbreaking ideas in a matter of